from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to this celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Darren Dias. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from three donors. The first are Joy and family from Sudbury, Ontario, in loving memory of their husband and father, Vincent, and in thanksgiving for Joy's great-grandchildren. The second is Lucette Langlois from Sudbury, Ontario, for her and her family's intentions, for Bishop Marcel Damphousse, and in memory of Marion MacDonald. The third are the Knights of Columbus of St. Peter the Apostle Parish in Orangeville, Ontario, for the intentions of their members and in support of the Daily TV Mass. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. My dear brothers and sisters, as we prepare to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us welcome once again, anew in our lives, God's mercy and forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy, bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast, even now, to those that endure forever. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hands, and he reworked it into another vessel, as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done?" says the Lord. "Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy are hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. Blessed are they whose help is the God of Jacob.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." "Have you understood all this?" They answered, "Yes." And Jesus said to them, "Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old." The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel reading is somewhat self-explanatory. Jesus refers to the inclusivity of his message and compares it to drawing fish of every kind into a net. And then, of course, at a final judgment of separating those who've done good and those who are evil. So I'd like to reflect a bit on the first reading. The first reading of Jeremiah's vision. I'm fond of this vision because I've always found ceramic making, pottery, really fascinating. Especially as a child, I can remember seeing that potter's wheel spin very quickly and some mound of clay take shape. I remember for a few years my mother taught art, and so we had a lot of clay. We had a lot of clay activities while she was going through her training to learn how to teach art. I thought it was like magic to see some of those shapes take form, you know, plates and bowls and jars and vases, to take shape so quickly and so skillfully by these potters around this very quick spinning wheel. In Jeremiah's vision, he is told to go to the potter's house, where he sees a potter at work at his wheel. And whenever a clay object turned out badly, right, maybe it had a hole in it, maybe it was too thin at some point, maybe it broke apart, the potter tried again. The potter made something out of the clay that pleased him. But that's how the potter, the wheel, works. If you make a mistake because of the speed of the wheel, you can fix it. You can fix it into the bowl that it should be, or you can make something entirely new out of it. So the potter, when he sees something turns out badly, he continues spinning the wheel and makes something that pleases him. And God says the relationship of the potter to the clay is like the relationship of God to Israel. So what is that relationship like? Well, first we remember clay comes from the earth. It's earthy. Just like humans in Genesis come from the earth. We humans are connected to the earth in real ways. It's not just an idea. It's not just a theory. We're connected to the earth, as the Pope reminds us in Laudato Si. And this earth comes in a variety of colors, gray and brown and white and red and orange. Depending on the soil, you get clay of many different colors. And clay is malleable. It can be shaped. It can be changed. Right? Not like a stone, which is firm and retains its shape. Clay. And then there's skill. The potter is creative and skilled. Right? Those potters, it's not just they have a dream of making a bowl or a cup. They're skilled at it. Certainly in the time of Jeremiah, the potter would have had to power the two discs, the wheel, with his feet or her feet. And then you'd have to have a lot of hand-eye coordination. There's skill. The clay can't be too wet, or it won't form into anything, or too dry, or it'll break apart. Potters work fast. The wheel spins quickly. But it often looks effortless when you watch them. God's creative genius is like that of a potter's. And there's an intimate relationship between the potter and his or her work. This is true of any creator with his or her creation. A work of art, a text, even a garden has the imprint of the person who's created it. Right? The artist is in the work. God is in God's work. When you see that potter's wheel spinning, it's hard to tell where the potter's hands end and where the clay object begins. The object and the hands are covered in that same filmy silt. God's intimate relationship with Israel is like that of the potter and the work of his hands, the clay. And as I said, pottery is malleable. The clay is malleable. But the finished product can be fine and delicate and intricate, but also durable, very durable. We found excavations of 10,000-year-old pottery. Or in China, they discovered the terracotta army that has thousands of clay soldiers and chariots and horses made out of clay pottery that are 2,500 years old. So the created object is fine and delicate and durable. I really think this is a beautiful relationship to think about as an analogy for our relationship with God. Right? Experience teaches us that in life we make many, many mistakes. Right? Lots of holes. Like that clay on a potter's wheel that turns out badly sometimes, but that's not the final shape. The final shape isn't with the hole in it. The potter gently reshapes us, and we are formed into something new. This is what Jesus does on the cross. He takes sin. He doesn't return evil for evil, and he transforms sin into something else, into new life, into resurrection. This analogy also teaches us about our dependence on God for our life and our being. Clay comes from God's creation, but also you don't just put a piece of clay on the wheel. It has to be moving. It has to have the gentle touch of the potter. And God is persistent in God's relationship with us. Time and again, things turn out badly. We make bad decisions. We make mistakes. We sin. We err. And time and again, God's gentle creative hand guides and shapes us. It doesn't overwhelm us. Right? If a potter were to overwhelm the clay, you wouldn't have any object. A gentle hand to guide and shape us. So God is with us in a very intimate relationship like that of the potter and the creation, the pottery. We can think of this in theological terms as God's grace that perfects our nature. God's grace that calls us to become who we are, that shapes us into something new, into something beloved, into something artistic, into something durable. This is God's grace at work in creation. Let us open up the prayers of this assembly for the church and for the whole world. Let us give thanks to God for artists and artisans, painters and musicians who demonstrate to us the divine process of creation. For them and their work, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are isolated, that they might find comfort in the Christian community. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the sick, for those who care for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let us remember all those who have died, marked with the sign of faith, that they will experience the joy of God's sight. We pray to the Lord. Good and loving God, hear the prayers we place before you. We make them by the power of your Spirit through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross, he brought peace to all creation. Therefore, he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him, he has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Oh,
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give all things life and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, with the order of bishops and all the clergy and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. And now, united as one family, we cry out to our Father, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of Christ's peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel with your lives.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. If you're interested in making monthly donations using the pre-authorized checking method, please call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for details.
Has reconciled us through